The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Is Jalen Rose. I am David Jacoby. We are Jalen and
what
Jacoby.
What up, though?
Jalen, what is it that we do?
Give the people what they want.
We have a game winner from Devin Booker. Luka Doncic, monster triple-double, but we start where the night ended. Late night action between the Rockets and the Trailblazers. CJ and Dame did their thing. What did you see from the Blazers that you liked?
Well, the great thing about Dame is I feel like he's getting the support other than CJ now, and it's really refreshing. Nurkic has had a couple of big games.
Mm-hmm.
And a revelation has been Gary Trent Jr. as somebody that played against his father and consider him the homie. To see his son out there playing quality minutes and making big-time jumpers when his team needed during the game. And obviously late, awesome to see Carmelo Anthony, who we lobbied to get back in the league for over a year or so, not only hit shots, but hit shots against the Rockets, the team that released him, the coach that let him go, and Mike D'Antoni. So you know it felt good to do the three goggles to that dude.
I'm telling you, it must have felt so good to be Carmelo Anthony. Because, you know, with everything that's going on in the world, and you're in a bubble, and you're quarantined, you're in the same hotel for months on end, some things can get lost in the sauce. But one thing I know didn't get lost for Carmelo Anthony is the uniform that he was playing against last night. And he wore that uniform, which seems like 10 years ago, but I know it felt so good for him. He smashed those three. He hit his head so hard. He was so excited, and I was so excited for him. And that was a huge win for the Trailblazers, because when you look at that eighth spot in the East, they're right there, you know, and the Grizzlies just need to get themselves together, because the Grizzlies do not have a win in Orlando yet. And I don't really know how this is going to play out. I know the Kings are not going to be in it. And I know the Grizzlies are going to have to play in. There's a chance they're not even in a play-in tournament, but they most likely will. What do you think about this race for the eighth seed right now as it stands?
Well, here's what I actually think. Ja Morant loves to play basketball, and this is probably going to be tough for the organization to do. But they probably at some point should idle him down and finish the season without playing all of these five remaining games. Once Jaren Jackson Jr. got injured, that not only hampered their chance to make the playoffs since they were 0-3 with them, but do any damage in a play-in game and or a playoff without them. So it's been a really good season. But for me, the team that we all felt had the best puncher's chance if they got in, the Portland Trailblazers, have distinguished themselves because they got healthy. Spurs have vets, so they're going to come and compete every night. The Pelicans on the outside looking in as well. So I ultimately believe the Portland Trailblazers end up with the spot.
And let's also not forget that the NBA completely rigged this bubble tournament so the Pelicans could get into the play-in tournament, because their remaining five games are against five of what most consider the weakest teams in the tournament. So they still might get in there, and we still might get Zion in a play-in tournament that we asked for, but it might actually be against Dame and the Blazers instead of Ja Morant, the rookie of the year. Moving on to another great game from last night, and that is the Miami Heat against the Celtics. The Miami Heat are a problem for any team that they face, and they proved that last night against the Celtics with a pretty convincing win. And your guy, Michigan Wolverine, Duncan Robinson, was out there getting buckets. What do you like from Duncan Robinson?
All I know is this. It was great to see the OG Jamal Crawford, fellow Wolverine, back in uniform. He injured his hamstring. Hopefully he's doing well. But Michigan Wolverines are balling right now in the league. Shout out to John Beilein, Duncan Robinson. I saw Trey Burke come in getting quality minutes in Dallas. DJ Wilson, Tim Hardaway Jr. And so to see Duncan playing this way, here's what it is. For everybody's out there old enough, he reminds me of Dagwood Bumstead for Leave It to Beaver. When you look at him, he look at like the kid from next door. You look at his hair, you feel like, oh, that dude ain't going to be out there balling with NBA players. And then all of a sudden you realize he's 6'7". He a knockdown shooter. And he plays fearless. And so to see him playing with the Miami Heat, you know, to get minutes with that squad, you have to show toughness. And so I'm happy to see him balling and contributing the way he is.
So, Jalen, as someone who has literally never shaved his own face, and part of that is because you don't really need to because it doesn't grow in on the sides, do you think Duncan Robinson shaves every day like me, or do you think he can't grow a beard?
Well, I never shave my chest hairs either. They won't grow. They just won't
No one
grow.
Wants to see that.
I,
no
I have no, ta- I have no taco. I have no taco meat. I have no taco meat.
Jalen, one thing I love about this team, and I love their chances if they match up with the Bucks in the second round, is the revelation that is Bam Adebayo. Bam Adebayo does so much for this team on both ends of the floor. And I was watching the game last night, and I was like, there's probably 10 people in the league that he can't cover, and they're all like really good point guards. He can switch on to anybody. He can give bigs problems. He can stay in front of people that drive in smalls. He has truly, truly done so much for this team. And last night they didn't have Jimmy, but look at where he jumped from to dunk that with two hands. He was underneath the basket. He's done so much for this team that he is the reason that I would pick them against the Bucks in the second round. That's right. I said it. If they face the Bucks in the second round, I am picking the Miami Heat. And I know you wouldn't pick the Heat, but you'd think about it a little bit, wouldn't you?
You've been consistent with acknowledging that you believe that the Bucks will beat the Miami Heat. I'm going to give Milwaukee the benefit of the doubt as a number one seed with a back-to-back MVP that they'll find a way to advance. But I do agree with you. I would not be surprised if it happened. And like you acknowledged, they're doing this without Jimmy Butler. Bam got my vote for most improved player this year. For a guy that can get you the points, get you the boards, but also initiate offense, his ball skills improve so very much, yet he still played big. Like that highlight you just showed at the end, that's when a 6 foot six guy, 6 foot seven guy, skinny dudes like me hanging on his arms, and he gathered himself and jumped like he was Saquon Barkley out of the pool and just banged it. You know what I'm saying? That's a game changer. And so I agree with you. The Miami Heat, if they lose, it's gonna be a 7-game series to anybody.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. I would say, listen, it's they're underdogs, and I'm picking the Heat if this happens, the hypothetical happens. But if they're going to give the Bucks problems, I'm not, you know, they might not win, but they will give them problems. And the Kings gave the Mavs problems yesterday. They took them into overtime, but the Kings just cannot get a win in Orlando. And a lot of that had to do with a gentleman by the name of Luka Doncic, who had a 12 triple double. Jalen, a 30-20 triple double. What did you see from Luka?
I saw the Biggie selection on the soundtrack and I pressed play and it said, "You nasty boy, you nasty." For him to be that age, I'm not surprised about the 30 points. I am not surprised about the double figure assists. Grabbing 20 boards, Jacoby?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's a level of court sense that tracking down the ball for your primary ball handler, you know that's the first pass to a fast break. That's the difference between a guy getting it and throwing an outlet versus somebody that can initiate it from the beginning. That makes you faster. That's why the Dallas Mavs are the most efficient team on most nights in the NBA at executing offense. Rick Carlisle's leadership and attention to detail and having a guy like that, and also Porzingis at 7'3", knocking down shots and blocking them as well. I said coming into this year, he's amongst four players that's going to get you 20 points, but also get you two blocks.
Yeah, he didn't even play particularly well, but then you look down and like, oh, I guess he had over 20 points, you know, and he really didn't even look good in that game. But Jalen, you know how we have certain players in the league that are our guys? You know, I love Steven Adams. I love Lance. And you know, my guy is Bogdanovich from the Kings. But woof, he had a tough day yesterday in Orlando. He hit 1-3 and it came at the end. And it was kind of insignificant. But you're still my guy, Bogey. You're still my guy.
And that's moving a line on coming from him, Bogey, because he died easy. He created
the
word.
Oh, yeah, I'll leave you real quick. Oh, I'll leave you real quick. Real quick. No loyalty in me at all. No loyalty at all. Wet like I'm Book. Devin Booker and the Suns playing the number two seed in the Western Conference. And it came down to a last second shot. And Jalen, what happened?
I see you, nephew. I'm happy for you. Because while people out here like me giving TJ Warren new nicknames, he's still putting on for the Suns like he has since day one. And they're putting together a young group of players that I like what they bring to the table. And he's a closer. We talked on this show a couple of games ago how late in the game LeBron jumped out. He defended Kawhi. He defended PG. And then all of a sudden, I look at Devin Booker late in the game. That's over PG. That's around Kawhi. He stopped. Yeah. He gathered. He turned. That was a terrific shot. He was not surprised. And this is the beauty. We weren't surprised either that shot went in. He's a terrific performer. He's been one of the best players. I'll say this. He's the best player in the league that hasn't played in the All-Star game yet. He's the best.
That's going to change next year. And if you watch that possession, Zubac came at him as a double team. He ball faked him away. Then he drove into Kawhi Leonard and Paul George and hit a tough turnaround. And Paul George kind of fouled him. They'll never call it. But there was some contact there. I loved it so much for Booker. But one thing I do want to point out is this young Suns nucleus. They're not going to make the playoffs this year. But they're going to walk away from this bubble happy that they were invited because they're putting up great performances. One person I want to focus on is DeAndre Ayton. He hasn't been that sort of number one pick, superstar, all-star, but he's showing signs in the bubble that are really, really good. He looks spry. He's great on cuts. He's actually playing defense for the first time in his career. He's hitting jump shots. He's hitting post-ups. Like, look at him at the nail. Oh, you're going to give me some space? Jab step, hit that. And look at this three. Oh, you're going to give me space? I'll hit that too. He's been playing really well in Orlando. And if I'm a Phoenix Suns fan, I'm looking at this team and I'm saying, you know what? I'm glad we came down to the bubble. We didn't get in the playoffs, but I'm looking at that 18-17 next year in the Western Conference, and that is the Phoenix Suns seed. They're going to be in the playoffs next year, and I love what they're building around Devin Booker. Moving on. Jalen, you're a very astute basketball analyst, and I know just like me that you're watching all these games. I haven't seen my kids for like 5 days, and I'm watching all of the games because they're on all day long. And you pointed out some trends that were happening in Orlando that sort of are juxtapositioned to what was happening in the regular season. You mentioned that there was more scoring. You mentioned that there was more fouls. Why do you think this is? And when you look at these numbers, take me through them.
How about this? I'm about to put everybody up on some game. I know sometimes when I'll use Carmelo Anthony as an example. Dame Lillard had to defend his honor because people are going to compare him to LeBron. And therefore, there are people who never played in the league are going to look at him and be like, oh, you ain't never won nothing. Like he's some sort of loser or something. Trust me, I've had to deal with that my whole life. I'll be just looking at people like I'm a champion in so many things. I bring that up because these are the best basketball players in the world. Imagine they get a chance to shoot jump shots without 20,000 people's opinion. It's like playing golf. Okay, this is not considered a gentleman's sport where it needs to be quiet like tennis. Okay, it's always noise. So now all of a sudden these dudes are shooting like, you heard this term, like they're in an empty gym. Because they are. And it makes a difference. The other thing about the fouls is you've been off a few months. So it's going to make you over aggressive. That's why you see guys getting fouled on jumpers and or threes, but I believe the numbers are also influenced by the fact that the refs can actually hear the contact. So many times when you hoop it, you might smack somebody on the arm or on the wrist and get away with it. Now, without the fans, you can hear it. And so, therefore, it makes it obvious. So almost now, if you don't call it, it seems like you're not being good at your job. And then the other thing that I like, and the NBA doesn't like to admit this, but I've been a guy that committed a foul when it was actually Reggie Miller's foul. They looked at both of us like, we just go give it to him so they can keep him in the game. Yeah. So what happens is they know how to keep the game close if they need to. So I've seen a couple of plays that was kind of, oh, was that off of him? oh, was that backcourt? And then all of a sudden, we got drama in the Houston game. All of a sudden, we got drama in the Celtics game. And I'm loving every bit of it.
I'm loving every single game. And Jalen, would you like to know who Allen Iverson thinks is the greatest player of all time?
Bubba Chuck.
Well, stick around, because we will be right back with that and much more. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by Kind. For snack bars that are both tasty and healthy, be kind to yourself.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. It is time for Jalen's favorite segment where he decides what we discuss. If you want to discuss the topic, just say hit the brakes. If not, we will keep it moving. And we start with a very important and impactful statement from WNBA players. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
You know what, man? I think my favorite athletes now reside in the WNBA. Please hit the brake for those queens.
The WNBA players arrived to their game in their bubble wearing a Vote Warnock t-shirt. Now, that's interesting because Warnock is running against Kelly Loeffler, who is an owner of the Dream, who sort of spoke out against the league's support for Black Lives Matter. Jalen, what do you think about this powerful and important statement from these ladies?
I think it's intelligent and it's forward thinking. And you and I talk a lot about this as we address things that are happening in our society right now. And a word like equality keeps coming to mind and how we get towards solutions, whether it's voting and or letting your voice be heard. I appreciate their taking their unhappiness with the Atlanta Dream owner and not turning it necessarily into confrontation. They're turning it into action, visible action that can actually make a difference. They can't stop her from being the owner of the team. They figured that out. But you know what else? If this will make y'all feel better, ladies, there are a lot of people that own teams that may or may not think like your owner feel. They just not stupid enough to say it out loud. So I applaud what they're doing. And I need one of those shirts. Y'all know how much I love the WNBA.
Send me one of those shirts.
XL.
Moving on. Moving on. You're about to be a double XL. I've seen you in a quarantine. Moving on. TJ Warren had another 30-point performance. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Cash considerations. I got a chance to say it on TV. That's going to be a new nickname for the lexicon. We're going to keep it moving until he scores 30 next game.
We'll keep it moving. Jalen. The Brooklyn Nets beat the number one team in the Eastern Conference, the Bucks. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Shout out to my brother, Caris LeVert. Get well soon. Jamal Crawford. Mm-hmm. Keep it moving for now.
We'll keep it moving. Amari Cooper has some ideas for his Cowboys offense. He says that with the addition of CeeDee Lamb, they now have three wide receivers that could gain 1,000 yards. Jalen, do you know what that says to me? If that does happen, Dak Prescott's looking at a half a bill, just like Patrick Mahomes.
It could happen. I wouldn't be surprised. Mike McCarthy, just think about this, Jacoby. People watch a lot of television shows. It was only one that said he was going to be the next head coach.
You got that one right.
I can't show you my phone and let you know who told me. So he's going to be spreading that football around a lot. But you know what they can't forget to do? Turn around and put the football in the belly of Ezekiel Elliott. So
that's right.
If they're having three receivers that gain 1,000 yards each, that means they ain't making the playoffs.
Some bad news for one of your guys, Jaren Jackson Jr. Keep moving or hit the brakes?
Hit the brakes. It's my guy right there.
Jaren Jackson Jr. went down, I believe it was an MCL. Jalen, what do you think?
Get well soon, young fella. You know I'm rooting for you. Been following his career since Michigan State. You know I talk a lot on this show about his range and versatility to shoot from three, but then dunk on you and or block your shot at the rim with his left. He, Ja Morant, they have something special that they're building. They got a lot of young talent in Memphis. He's going to be a superstar in this league.
Allen Iverson.
Bubba Chuck, hit the brakes.
He said that he would pick not Michael Jordan as the greatest of all times, but the king, LeBron James. Jalen, what do you think about Bubba Chuck's statement?
I believe in his heart of hearts that things that come out of his mouth, he means. But I also know that he understands to stay current with the best of them. And when you say something about LeBron James, I do a show all of the time. And people think, oh, if I don't pick LeBron, I'm hating. Or I don't like him. Or I'm just mad that Kobe scored 81 on me. Or I'm just mad that the Lakers beat me in the finals 20 years ago. And so Allen Iverson saying it, one of those guys he crossed over. One of those guys he didn't. How about that?
Good point. Jalen, I have an update on something that's very near and dear to your heart, and that is Michigan Wolverine football. I'll tell you about their schedule.
Hail to the victors.
Stay tuned.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by Corona Extra. Find your beach.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, I know that you're upset because you can't use your background. We had some tech issues, but we want to give the people what they want. But it just puts more focus on your hairline. It puts more focus on your hairline. I know it's important to you. Something else I know is important to you and your wife are Michigan football and UConn football. UConn has decided they're not going to participate in the season, and the Big Ten has released their schedule, and they've moved up the Michigan-Ohio State game. What do these two pieces of information tell you about the upcoming season?
Jacoby, you know I like to navigate and try to sort things out, and then all of a sudden when I get confused, I follow the money. And UConn football just won't have the fiscal infrastructure to put together a team, do all of the testing during the COVID-19 pandemic. However, the Big Five teams, they will be playing football, and they're not going to wait till Thanksgiving to try to play Michigan, Ohio State. They're going to try to get that game in and get that check early as possible.
Absolutely. And Jalen, I have some bad news. It doesn't matter when they play the Michigan, Ohio State game. The results are going to be the same. The results are going to be the exact same. This you is going to be like the 35th year in a row that Michigan loses to Ohio State.
Ryan,
we will
matter,
be back on Monday. Dan Levitard and Adam Questionable are up next.